The picture's bigger than you or me. It's panoramic for the world to see. It's for you, you, right in you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So look up and let your vision be clear. Then reach out to the world and share. And you'll see with clarity the full of you. Oh, and you will see it's amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Exactly what we've been waiting for. Spiritual, positive you, yeah, the full of you.
Hey, 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 thank you so much for joining us here today on The Fuller View. Guys, you know, it's such an important time for us to continue to keep our spirits on a high, and I want to talk about laughter today. Today was going to be our show with Mr. Dion Cole. Unfortunately, he has called in and has rescheduled, but we're going to still share some great things about him and what he's been able to do in his career, and we'll make sure that we get that interview up when it is time. We want to talk about laughter today and how laughter is truly the best form of medicine. Hope that you guys are watching the Netflix special that he has on right now called Cold Hearted, which is really funny. It's a funny stand-up on Netflix, so you guys take a look at that because it would help you with your laughter. And of course, we know that laughter is the best reliever of pain. So if you're in any pain and you just need to feel better about yourself, feel better about the situation, put on something good, put on some good music, put on some good comedy, and get your laugh on. A good laugh can keep your muscles and your entire body relaxed for up to 45 minutes. So guys, instead of reading and watching the news at night before you go to bed, you may want to watch something funny. So when you go to bed, you can have relaxed muscles and have a really peaceful sleep. Laughter is like an eternal jogging. It tones up your entire organs and it strengthens up your abdominal muscles without doing even one sit-up. So how about the more you laugh? You know how sometimes when you laugh, it makes your stomach hurt? That laughter is really contracting those organs and those stomach muscles, and it's tightening up. So let's do a lot of laughing as much as possible. Laughter also helps us increase and produce natural killing cells that helps with our blood, white blood cells. It attacks cancers, colds, and foreign bacteria. So we know with all that's going on right now, we don't need to laugh at the situation, but we do need to laugh at ourselves and laugh at some things that are going around us so we can continue to stay healthy and strong, if at all possible. And we know that laughter also combats depression. Listen, guys, I just want you to make sure that you continue to laugh, continue to be happy, continue to be strong. I know it's a difficult time right now, but it's not the end of the world. We can make this the best of the time or the worst of times. You know, we've always gone through so many different aspects in our life, but we're going to be happy at this time. But listen, thank you so much for joining us here today on The Fuller View, sharing time, talent, and testimonies. This show is all about sharing stories of success. It's all about sharing stories that will inspire, empower, and educate and equip you to live a fuller, better life. You know, I've been able to do this since 2004, and I feel truly blessed to be able to have a platform to share stories of success. And today we're going to share the platform with Mr. Dion Cole, comedian, screenwriter, and actor. But unfortunately, like things happen, and especially during this time, he's going to have to reschedule, but we do anticipate him coming on soon. Keep in mind that he is on the number one black sitcom, Black-ish, and also stars in Grown-ish. And I'm sure it's a lot of fun being able to work with so many amazing people that he's been able to work with. Listen, also, and my mama taught me better than that, in my book of 629 phrases that will inspire, empower, encourage, and make you laugh out loud. Please make sure that you go on Amazon and get you a copy of that book, because that will also help you, I think, through this pandemic to keep it lighthearted and to keep your mind and heart in the right place. But guys, thank you so much for joining us here today on The Fuller View. I have an opportunity to hang out with my amazing, beautiful daughter who keeps me laughing. And I want to thank Hunter and Zach for always being on point and pushing me to greatness, to do great things. And I hope you guys are continuing to surround yourself as much as possible with those people that will help you bring out your better self. So stick around for more of The Fuller View right here on 105.5 FM The King and on wonderful Wednesdays on RadioSt.Pete.com. We're going to come back with more laughter, love, and me right here on 105.5 FM The King and on RadioSt.Pete.com. Stick around for more. We'll be back shortly.
By the way.
Welcome back to The Fuller View, and thank you so much for joining us here today. I'm your host, Heidi B. Fuller, and creative producer on this show, and I'm just excited to have a platform so we can share time, talent, and testimonies. Today was our laughter show day, and we were going to have our special guest, Mr. Dion Cole, who has rescheduled. And when we do have him on as a guest, we're going to have to make sure we use him for all he's got to give, because I know that we were all looking forward to having Mr. Cole on. But during the show, we'll share some, maybe some tips and some things that he's been able to share on the radio during his time. But in the meantime, let's talk about you. Let's talk about what you have to offer and the things that people are waiting on in their lifetime for you to get yourself together so they can live the life to the fullest for the gifts that you have to bring to the table. Because people are looking for you. They're people that are looking to live a fuller, better life, and you have just what they need in order for them to do that. There's a need. There's definitely a void that only you can fill. We all have natural talents and abilities that will truly lighten the world and truly be a gift to others. So make sure that you tap into those gifts and talents and abilities that you have so you can be the blessing that you were meant to be. We're all designed to do something more. Take a moment now that we have time to slow down and see what it is that we are born to do. Take a moment to see what your life was truly designed for. What dream did God plant inside of you? What were you called to do? Be clear on what you want in your life. Have a vision. Have a vision for yourself. Have a reason for what it is that you're doing in your life. Build success first in the mind, because we know that all things start in the mind. What are you thinking about? What are you dreaming about? As we mentioned earlier, before you go to bed at night, instead of watching something depressing, let's watch something that's going to keep us laughing and excited about life and about the next day. Because I know sometimes when I watch crazy stuff on TV, I have the craziest dreams. Do you have crazy dreams at night when you watch crazy stuff, Kevin? No, I always have crazy dreams when I watch crazy stuff at night. So I have to make sure that I am in control of what I put into my system before I go to bed. And you don't have to sleep with the TV on all night. I know that sometimes people feel like they need to have a light on or have a TV on in the background. But surprise yourself. Turn the TV off at night. Let it be quiet. Get still long enough so you can hear what God is really telling you during those nights or those times of rest. You don't want that background noise always going on. You want to be able to control your thoughts. And know that whatever it is that you're looking forward to, whatever you want, it has already happened. God has already put you on the right path and put all the right people in your path so in order for you to get that thing that you truly want in life. You have to really want to own it. You just have to want it. Write the vision, make it plain. We talked early in the season about writing the vision and making it plain, and I think this is a really good time for us to do just that. Thoughts produce things that come in your mind. So again, what are you thinking about? What are you dreaming about? What do you really want in life? Take this time to do just that. I was watching a gentleman the other night, and he was talking about how he went from his living room to his kitchen to the front porch, and I mean, just went from one room to the other room. But what was he really getting done during that time? Granted, he was moving his body and getting some exercise, but I'm thinking when you move to one room to another, let's make it a game. Let's put some goals in place. If you're in the kitchen, write down three things that you want to do in the next 3 months. If you go to the living room, write down things that you want to do within the next 3 months. But just make it something fun and something that you can do and that you can truly get some results at the end of the day after this thing is all over. It comes down to what you believe in. What are you believing in? What do you believe in yourself? What are you believing in your dreams? Because we all know that all things are truly possible. So we have to watch the things that we put into our minds and our hearts and our systems, because they are bound to come to full fruition. So we want to stay happy and stay positive. We want to laugh as much as possible and refuse to accept defeat. Defeat will be there. This time, a lot of people, I'm sure, are looking at the coronavirus as a defeat, as a stop, as a pause, as a time where, you know, I was about to do this or I was going to do that. Now I can't do these things that I really want to do because I'm stuck in the house or I can't move forward. Use this time wisely to catapult you into doing the things that you really want to do. Pivot. Turn. Pause. Do whatever it needs to do in order for you to get back on track to get those things that you want. But make sure during this time that you are protecting your mind, you're protecting your spirit, protecting your heart. Again, I love to listen to good gospel music, and it always puts me in the right frame of mind. Sometimes it makes me cry, but crying is really good, I think, for the soul. Crying and laughter. Get that cry out. Get all of those negative things out that you're feeling, and then make sure that you counteract those things with all the good things that are really going on. You're alive. You're breathing. Your limbs are working. You can move your feet, your hands, and your mouth, you know, and all those things that we take for granted. This is a time to really appreciate all those gifts and talents that you have. Commit to yourself and be ready for it. Be ready for whatever it is. During this time, if you can't get outside, do you some inside workout. Do you some jumping jacks, some leg exercise, some arm exercises. But there are things that you can really do during this time if you put your mind to it. Because we want to pour out greatness. Pour out greatness into your life daily. Listen to those things that allow you to live your life to the fullest. I like to listen to Billy Osbrooks, who is always a really good motivational speaker on YouTube. And then I listen to Will Smith and Les Brown. There's just so many amazing people out there that can continue to feed your soul and feed your spirit so you can do the things that you want to do. I know we talk about surrounding ourselves with these people and we are doing the whole social distancing thing, but there's nothing wrong with you going on YouTube and finding things that will really feed your spirit and feed your life, because you have it right there in the palm of your hand. You know, we walk around with these phones that have all this information and all this good stuff, and we are barely using it. We're just using it to post and to make fun of one another and to say bad things. But if you really use that phone for what it can be used for, use it as a tool of learning. Go to your YouTube and find out those courses and find things that are going to help you to be your best self. I love YouTube. Yeah, I like YouTube. You know, you can learn so much on YouTube. And today, guys, we have a special guest in the audience. Although we weren't able to be here with Mr. Dion Cole, my daughter is with me today, and she's going to join in the conversation. Hey, Madison.
Hey, everybody. I hope everybody's having a blessed and highly favored day. Happy to be here.
Blessed and highly favored day. You know, my daughter is 20 years old, and I'm so proud of her. You all have heard me talk about Madison from time to time. She's got her cosmetology license, and she's got her dual certification.
Dual in
Florida and in Georgia. So if you're looking for those natural hairstyles, of course, after the pandemic, we'll make sure that we share her information with you. But Madison,
yes.
Thank you so much for joining me here today on The Full of You. This is her first time joining me, and I'm so excited to have her here with me. Listen, our show was supposed to be with our special guest, Mr. Dion Cole. Unfortunately, he has rescheduled, but since Madison is here with me today, I thought this would be a great time for us to share the platform with her on today. So, Madison, how do you feel to have your mom on the radio on a weekly basis? What does that feel like?
Well, my mother's been doing this since I was maybe fresh out the womb, so it's really natural. It's really cool to see her even express herself in these ways because it's natural for her, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's a talker, we both are, so I love to hear her voice, you know, and I love to see her really be passionate about something as, like, the radio.
And thank you so much for that, baby.
Oh, she's
that
about
means
to cry, guys.
No, I'm not going to cry, but you know, it's so important for us to spend time with our children as much as possible because our children not just watch what we do, but they end up doing a lot of what we do. So we have to make sure that we put out good energy, share some things that they'll be able to pick up on so they can live a fuller, better life. And in mentioning Fuller, Better Life, make sure you guys check out our Fuller, Better Life page on Instagram. There you will find my awesome son, Mr. Hunter Reed. Yes, he is making sure that we have exercising tips and breathing tips and things along those lines for us to live a fuller, better life. And Madison will also be contributing to that page because she is truly a workout king. King and queen, Madison. Madison, so tell us, what is a typical day for you right now as a 20-year-old, but going through the pandemic and not being able to go to work and do the things that you really enjoy doing? What do you think most 20-year-olds are doing right now?
That's a really great question. Honestly, me personally, I don't have too much of anything going on. Just productivity in every aspect of my life, just trying to better myself each and every single day as best as I can. But for the most part, nothing at all, Mom. I'm just sitting around, just enjoying your company as much as I can.
When you say to better yourself, what are you doing to better yourself?
Just like you noted, working out, reading, you know, praying, meditating as much as I can, doing the things that I know help Madison, you know. And I think everybody else should do that same thing, which goes back to what you were saying earlier. You know, just do the best that you can each and every single day so that you can
be successful. Yeah. You know, I guess you guys have noticed Madison talks very fast. All right. And I'm asking her to pace herself and slow down because I know that I talk very fast as well. But we are on 105.5 FM The King and on Radio St. Pete today. And we are sharing the microphone today with my beautiful daughter, Miss Madison Vinay White. I absolutely love her. And I thank her for being a part of the journey. She knows that I was a little disappointed because our guest wasn't here. So she just stood up and stepped into the gap. And she says, you know, Mom, we could have a conversation and we can make sure that our audience are doing the things that they need to do during this time so they can live a fuller, better life. Hey, do you want to say hello to Hunter?
Hey, Hunter, how you doing, Sue? Hope you're having a great day.
The Hunter is our awesome, my awesome son.
And Zach.
Her brother and Zach, we love them both. because they can continue to push us to greatness. But Madison, you had a time or had some time to spend with your dad, which I thought was really well. Shout out to Mr. Randall White with Southern Comfort Moving Company. And you were able to do his hair.
I did cut my dad's hair. My dad's very flossy man. He likes to keep himself cleaned up. Gets a haircut every 7 days. So I'm glad I could be there to assist him in that. All in all, his birthday was on the Monday.
On the 13th. Listen, so when we talk about being flossy and staying groomed during this time, do you have any tips for our people that are listening today? Being in the beauty industry?
Make yourself feel better every day by dressing up. Do your hair. Put on some makeup. Just, you know, feel good. That's all it is. If you feel good, or if you look good, you feel good. So that's all you can do. I mean, it's nowhere to go, but you can dress up always.
You know, that was a really good point when you said to dress up, because you could have a fashion show right in your own house, like
which
you
did
yesterday.
Right.
Yeah, and that was a lot of fun, because there are clothes in your closet that you'll never wear again. There are clothes in your closet that you possibly need to give away. So this may be a good time just to do that. Have a fashion show in your own house. Okay. Laugh a lot. Put on some good music. Have a cocktail. Have fun, but make sure that you're using your time wisely so we can get through this pandemic on a good note. What do you think, Madison?
I think that's a great idea, Mommy. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Yeah, yesterday was a lot of fun being able to see you try on those great garments that you had. And you're looking so cute. Your body looks great.
Thanks, girl. Don't boost me, guys. My mom, she's great. She's always boosting my confidence. I appreciate her for that.
Listen, it's important for us to continue to encourage the ones that we love and the people that are around us, because it's a reflection of who they are.
Absolutely.
Because our words have power. Let's talk about words and how powerful our words are. Why do you think it's important for us to make sure that we choose our words wisely in speaking to the people that we love?
I'm glad that you asked me that, simply because I always have this conversation with myself. I tell myself all the time, and my tongue is so powerful, so I'm just very mindful of the things that I put out into the universe. So it's always positive affirmations. Even if I'm going through hard times, I always reconfirm and reaffirm myself. You know, it's a good thing. I'm happy to be here. I'm breathing and I'm blessed. Period.
Yes, yes, yes. And that's so important for us to remember that even when things don't seem to be the way that we want them to be, we can always say those things that we want to have. That's why we know how powerful our words are. And when we hear ourselves say certain things, we tend to take on those attributes. That's why we know how important it is for us to laugh. We laugh all the time together. We laugh together. We laugh at each other.
Don't even get me started.
And it's always a really good thing for us to have and to do. Well, listen, I want you guys to stick around for more of The Full of You right here on 105.5 FM The King, and on Wonderful Wednesdays on Radio St. Pete. I'm here with my beautiful daughter, and we are sharing time, talent, and testimonies. And maybe when we get back, Madison can share with us some other great things that she has going on during this time of rest and pandemic with the COVID-19. You guys, make sure that you stay safe. Make sure that you're washing your hands. Make sure that you stay sanitized and happy. We'll be right back with The Full of You.
Thank you, Mommy.
Somebody that just loves to learn, and another child grows up to be somebody you just love to burn. Mom loves the both of them, you see it's in the blood. Both kids are good to mom, blood thicker than the mud. It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
What a bear. What a bear. Checking each other out. Hey, nobody wants to blow. Nobody wants to be left out. You can't leave 'cause your heart is there. But you can't say, cause you've been somewhere else. You can't cry, cause you look broke down. But you're crying anyway, cause you're all broke down. It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
And sisters, I want to welcome you back to life, back to the one that can make your next chapter your best chapter. Hallelujah.
How can it be that you love the most unlovable part of me? How could you see your life was the only gift?
wanna love nobody but you. I don't wanna love nobody but you. I don't wanna love nobody but you.
Welcome back to The Full of You. Guess who we have on the line with us on The Full of You today? Not only in the studio do I have my beautiful daughter, but on the line we have our awesome son, Mr. Hunter Fuller Reed. Hey, Hunter, what's going on?
Hey, everything is great. I can't complain. Life is great. Smiling every day.
Smiling every day. I love that attitude. That's like Granddaddy would always say. What would Granddaddy say?
Every day is a good day.
Every day is a good day. It's such a blessing to have both of my children on the air with me this morning. Hunter, what have you been doing during this time of pandemic?
I've just been trying to stay active as possible. You know, they don't really want us outside like that. But, you know, I've been able to still get in my backyard and do some workouts, some in-house workouts. I've been reading a lot lately. You know, just trying to stay active, you know, trying to stay positive as possible, because there's a lot of negative energy flowing around during this time. You know, you go on the internet, you go on your phones, and you see a lot of
TV,
a lot of bad, you know, there's a lot of really negative energy. So I stepped outside and I just breathe, jog a little bit, stretch.
Yes.
I've been drinking a lot of water lately.
Yes.
So just, you know, just trying to better myself during this time instead of thinking about all of the badness happening.
Absolutely. You mentioned a few books that you've been reading. Could you share some of those titles with us?
Oh, well, sure. During this time, I've been reading Secrets of a Millionaire Mind, Soar by T.D. Jakes, The Alchemist. You know, just a few books that you guys should go check out. Definitely those three.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, yes.
Speaking of books, I am actually finishing up the same book that you referenced to me, Behold a Pale Horse. I think I'm on the last chapter now, so I'm super excited to finish that too. I know, right? It's been a really good read, guys.
Tell us about it.
Ooh, I don't think that's anything that I could talk about on the radio. If you're really interested, please go and pick it up in the bookstore.
Definitely go check it out, yeah.
What's the name of the book again?
It's called Behold a Pale Horse.
Behold a Pale Horse. So what have you learned from it so far?
Actually a lot about what's going on right now, a new world order, and just the things that are taking place each and every single day to lead to the next step and where we're going in America. That is about all in all.
Okay, Hunter?
I'd say the same thing, yeah. Basically, just go check it out, see what you feel for it yourself. My mother taught me better than that. Definitely check out that.
We did talk about that earlier because earlier when we started the show, we were talking about laughter and things that make us laugh out loud. And that is definitely what The Full of You, My Mama Taught Me Better Than That book is all about.
Go get it, y'all.
The 629 phrases that will inspire, encourage, and make you laugh out loud by Mama. Hunter, thank you so much for joining us here today. And I want, just quick question, me being your mom, how do you feel about what it is that we've been able to create for ourselves with having a platform on radio?
Well, for one, I'm so proud of you and everything that you do. You're just a great person all around, you know, great person to look up to.
Thank you.
And I just love everything that we're doing. I believe that the sky is the limit and there's no stopping. There's no stopping it. This is a great platform for you, and I love it.
I love it as well. I love being able to share it with the people that I love the most. I love that we're able to be able to uplift and inspire and encourage those that are watching and that are listening. I love the fact that you guys have been able to go on this journey with me. So, Hunter, what do you think is most important about this time in regards to family?
Staying together. You have to stay together as more than anything right
yes.
now. We have to make sure that we're all on the same accord with our family, because that's really all we got. We have to build those empires in our families. A lot of the times people talk about their family and they go reach out outside of their family and try to build something. When you have those people right there in front of you that you could build with, you know, that's kind of something that the Alchemist is about. You know, you have those things that are right in your immediate area, but you just don't look up and see what is right there. You know, we have everything we need, and family is definitely a key component of growing, I believe.
Oh, I truly believe that also. We all have something to offer. We all have something to contribute to the bottom line. And I do think family is very important. The family that is in our past and that are currently in our lives. We can learn from our ancestors and be able to call on those prayers and those things. You know, people, I've seen a couple of posts saying that they're living their lives or being blessed from the the prayers that their grandparents have prayed over them. And I truly believe that. You guys had an opportunity to meet my mom when you all were really young, but you had a chance to also have a great relationship with my dad. And unfortunately, we lost him in November. But the great things that he was able to impart and instill in you guys will live forever.
Absolutely. And rest in peace, Granddad and Nana. We love y'all.
Very blessed. Very blessed to have had both of them in my life, and they loved you guys so much.
Yeah.
Yes, and we love you even more.
Well, thank you so much. Listen, we've got so much going on right now. Hunter, any exercise tips that you would like to share with our audience that they can do from their homes during this time?
Let me think. I say some light cardio. You know, I say, matter of fact, everybody can do this. Get up and just walk around the house.
Okay.
Walk around as much as possible. Look at your phone, get an app that counts your steps, and I'd say try to get to 5,000 to maybe 10,000 steps every day while you're at home. Just walk around.
Set a goal.
Get your blood flowing through your body. That's my exercise tip today.
You know, 5,000 steps are a lot of steps.
It may seem like a lot of steps, but when you're just sitting down in your house all day and you haven't been moving at all, you know, it's just, I'd say that's the best thing.
To get your body moving, absolutely.
Definitely get moving, because I know people have been kind of sitting around.
Right. So do you suggest we download apps so we can make sure that we track those things? Because you were very instrumental in me making sure that I get my steps in. And I love the app that I have on my phone with the Heart Health app. And it tracks my steps. And I didn't even know that I had that app. And I'm sure a lot of people that may be listening don't even realize what they have in the palm of their hands. We talked about earlier, we walk around with the world in our hands. But the phone, you could do everything on your phone, from learning a new language, from getting a good workout, to being able to communicate effectively with the ones that we love. There's just so much we can do with that. You agree?
Yes.
Absolutely. And I'm so full of Better Life will have an app, and it'll have all of those components with tracking your steps and nutrition tips and exercises, you know, everything that you need. That's all part of the plan that we have coming soon.
It is all about
my plan. I would recommend apps. Right now I'm using the Nike app they have little challenges. Like right now I'm doing the 50K challenge. I'm almost done with that. And that spans out for like maybe a week or a month or, you know.
Okay.
I'm just playing out, yeah. That's what I'm using right now until I develop and finishing developing the Fully Better Life app.
And if you have an iPhone, you already have a built-in app that tells you the steps that you take. If you just go look, it's called Health right there on your iPhone.
There's a Health app.
But people don't even know that. A lot of people don't use.
So listen, you and Madison are both avid workout people. And I love that you guys love to work out. I love to keep your bodies in shape. What type of workouts do you guys share with one another? I mean, I know you all are sometimes competitive as well.
Healthy competition.
Healthy competition is good. It's really good. So what do you share with your sister to keep her inspired to continue to live her life to the best?
I can tell her that she's the greatest sister in the world. Tell her that I believe in her all the time whenever we talk. Tell her that I love her as much as possible because of her family.
Yes.
So now it seems like the roles have switched. At first I was more on the exercise tip when it came to Madison, and now she's like really
a beast.
Really good. You know?
I'm trying, you guys. I'm trying.
Yeah. It's really cool to see you guys interact with one another. It's nothing better than to have your children love each other and to know that no matter what happens to me, that you guys have developed a great relationship with the two of you.
Yes.
So what would you share with Hunter at this time as far as the way that he's been able to guide you and help you into growing into being the beautiful woman that you're developing to be?
Oh, Hunter and I actually just had this conversation about how much I appreciate him as a brother and as just being my best friend. We're always uplifting each other, as he said. I'm just really grateful to have him in my corner, because if I didn't, I'd probably go crazy. I'm really glad that I can express myself and just be myself freely, and he's loved me unconditionally. So I love you for that, Hunter. Seriously.
Thank you. I love you, too.
You see, she's getting a little emotional.
Sorry, guys. It's the time of the month.
Oh, come on. Oh, my gosh.
Sorry, y'all. We all human.
Yeah, we're all human.
You know, during different times in our lives, we do get rather emotional.
Yeah.
But and this is an emotional time, an emotional state of being all
Absolutely.
The way around. Because when we're watching people, unfortunately, die daily from this terrible virus, it can get to you at a certain point. So I think this is the best time for us to turn to our families, to turn to our loved ones, tell them how much we love them and how much we appreciate them. And you see yourselves and your children so much. So we want to continue to develop those strengths and those characteristics that's going to help them to be the best adults that they can be. Because I know years from now, they'll look back at this time and say, wow, during the pandemic, this is what I was able to learn, or this is what I was able to do. And we don't want to call it a new normal, but it is somewhat of a new normal because we're doing things a new way.
Mm-hmm. Right. Relearning, unfortunately.
Adapting.
Adapting, absolutely.
Yeah, things change.
Things do change. And the good thing about change is that it gives you an opportunity to grow, to be better, to learn from your mistakes, to do those things differently. And the things that you didn't want to do or no longer want in your life, you could exit those things out because you have the power and control to do that. Do you agree?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Hunter, for joining us here today on The Fuller View. I appreciate you picking up the line. Madison, you have any remarks for your brother?
I love you, and I will be calling you later to work out, so you better be ready.
my line. Thank you so much for having me. Hey, everyone, follow me on IG at Hunter.F.Reed, and also on IG at Fuller Better Life. Yeah, check me out. We have a lot in store for you guys.
A lot to offer.
Yeah. Glad to offer. Thanks for having me once again.
All right, we love you.
Thank you so much, Hunter, for your time, talent, and your testimony today. We'll be giving you a call back. You be great.
Thank you. You have a good one.
Thank you, baby. You all were just listening to my awesome and amazing son, Mr. Hunter Fuller Reed. We just love him. Don't we love him?
Yes, he's amazing.
Yeah. We want to thank you guys for joining us here today on The Fuller View on 105.5 FM The King and on wonderful Wednesdays on Radio St. Pete. We know how important it is for us to make sure that we stay in touch with our family and stay in tune with our loved ones, because at the end of the day, that's what's truly going to matter most. Stick around for more of The Fuller View right here on 105.5 FM The King.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Cause victory is here. Kick defeat out the door. God's doing a new thing. Yeah. Get ready for overflow. Cause I'm getting ready.
vibes, maneuver the jet ski. Cause I serve a God that parted the Red Sea. Multi-million dollar commercials for Pepsi. From food stamps to more ice than Gretzky. I don't gotta talk, the Lord defends me. I watch them all fall for going against me. Cause me and all my angels shot the devil up. While you was trying to pull me down, I leveled up. I leveled up twice, I leveled up three times. He tapped them and told them she's mine. So even when I cried, I knew I'd be fine. Prepared for a miracle blessing in these times. Now praise him, raise him, name it, claim it. Every tongue that rises up against me, shame it. I breathe success in and out my lungs. Got the power of life and death coming out my tongue.
Welcome back to The Fuller View. I want to thank my beautiful daughter, Madison, and my awesome son, Hunter. I call them my Madison Moonlight and my sunshine. You are my sunshine. Mm-hmm. You know, my children mean so much to me, and I know you guys that are out there that have beautiful children want them to live a long, healthy, prosperous life. So make sure that you are always continuing to sow seeds of greatness and tell them who they are and whose they are, because you are the one that they're going to listen to the most. I mean, they may hear other outside forces or things from other people, but what I think your parents say to you are what really is what resonates to you at the end of the day, because you want your parents to be proud of you. I know some people don't have a great relationship with their parents, and that's okay. Make sure that you continue to love yourself enough to know that some parents have their own issues and have gone through their own set of bouts in life that they haven't come to terms with. But it shouldn't have any reflection on the amazing and beautiful person that you are. Madison mentioned earlier that she shares affirmations over her life, or she shares these things with herself to make sure that she stays on point. And I want to share a few of our I ams that I always share, and I try to speak over myself as well. And I want you guys to share these with yourself. Maybe you want to write them down. But typically daily, once a day, once a week, or as often as possible, I have to remind myself that I am smart. I am beautiful. I am strong. I am courageous. I am confident. I am happy. I'm intelligent. I'm awesome. I'm amazing. I'm gifted. I've been called to do great things. I am rich, financially free, wealthy. I'm healthy. I am enough. I am loved. I'm excited. I'm excited about most things. I'm loyal. I'm faithful. I'm resilient. I am a queen. Please know these things. This is who I am. That and so much more. I am truly the head and not the tail, above only and never beneath, not lacking any good thing. She has heard me say that so much that she can almost repeat what I say. You know, when Madison was in school, we used to, as I was taking her to school, she would never get out of the car without us praying first, which I always thought that was such an important part of our day. So before you release your children out into the atmosphere, out into the world, make sure you pray over them and start praying with them, because you'll be amazed at how well that brings your relationship to a better understanding of each other. And then they know, hey, when they're not with you, or when they don't have a time to speak with you, or for whatever reason, they can't get in touch with you, they'll remember those times when, hey, me and my mom prayed. This is what worked for her. Let me see if this works for me as well. And typically, it usually does. Absolutely. What do you feel about that, Madison?
I agree with you wholeheartedly. I actually, as soon as I open my eyes in the morning, I say a prayer. I thank God as soon as I take my first breath, simply because it's a blessing. It's a blessing to just be here and be able to just live, honestly and truthfully. Like, I'm just super grateful, and it shows. And God always reflects the favor that I have in my life. It's been predestined for me, even for the both of us. It's in our bloodline, Mom. We know this.
It truly is, because my grandmother was always a happy person, always giving and sharing with us how important and how amazing we are. And then Daddy telling us that every day is a great day. So it's important, the things that we say to ourselves and to the things that we say to our loved ones. And I'm just so excited that I have an opportunity to share this platform with my beautiful children, because they truly make me greater. They push me to be better. I want to do more. I want to be more, because I want them to see, hey, my mom was able to do it, and I know that I can do it.
Absolutely, Mommy. And you're so much more than greater. We know this. Come on. I see you every day. You're my biggest inspiration.
Oh, that means so much to me. Yes. And I'm sure every parent would love to hear that from their children. And I don't want to cry. I'm not going
to
cry.
Let it out, girl.
But it just means a lot. It means a lot to know that you have put in enough time and effort into the seeds that God has planted you and had put inside of you, that you can now see to come to full fruition and manifest all the greatness that you have poured inside of your children. Mm-hmm. So what would you say to adults or to parents out there that may have a challenge with their children or may not be able to communicate as effectively? What would you suggest for the child that may not be getting the guidance or getting the love or getting the attention that they feel like they need from their parents? What do you suggest that they do?
Well, fortunately for me, it took me to get out of the house for a little bit to really just find myself and find what made me truly happy outside of being under my parents' household and under their standards. You know, I created those own standards for myself. So I feel like for a child, it just takes them exploring themselves, you know. And for a parent, as you said earlier, if you didn't have good parents growing up, I think it's just best. Or even for the child, if you ever have children in the future, just be a better parent. Just take those things that you don't want them to do and just do the complete opposite. Yeah, like, you know, like, it's just so many things that you can learn, bad and good.
Bad and good. There are a lot of things that you can learn. But then when you have children, you'll see that the dynamics change. Because when a parent has a child, you feel like there's something that you need to protect always. I mean, there's never not a time when you're not on my mind or when Hunter's not on my mind. And a lot of parents go through life, I don't want to say worrying, but always concerned about, is my child safe? Are they eating enough? Are they around the right people? Are they not doing drugs? Are they taking care of themselves? I mean, those are some genuine concerns because you are my child. Yeah. And we only want the best for you. And sometimes when we find ourselves at odds or not agreeing with one another, a lot of times children think that it's because their parents are angry with them or that they feel a certain way. Instead of realizing, hey, I've been here. I've been here a whole lot longer than you have. Right. And I'm only sharing this with you because I know that this is a time for you to learn and a time for you to mature and to listen.
Right, absolutely. And that's another thing as well. I always have to keep myself reminded pretty much of what you were saying, that although that these are my parents, they are still human beings and they have still had their own sets, individual thoughts and emotions, and they've been through things as well. So that's just something I've taken throughout life, and especially with my parents, to not take everything personally from them.
I'm glad you feel that way, because you know it took me a while. Even when I was growing up with my mom, I finally got to a point where it's like, wow, you know, she's not only my mom, but she's human. She's a woman. Right. She has her own set of feelings, and mm-hmm. she's dealing with her own set of issues. And when I start looking at my mom, not necessarily as an equal, but as another woman. Right. I was able to communicate with her better.
Absolutely. I think so, too. And I think that's what's taking place in our lives as we speak right now. You and I both, Mom, know that we are working on ways to communicate better with each other so that we can have a better outcome and just better things for our spirit, because we don't want any bad feelings harboring in our spirit, like any type of resentment, or because it follows you throughout life. And I don't want to be bitter when I grow up. So I don't hang on or hold on to those things because I want to be blessed. I want to be happy. And those are things that you have to want for yourself and really work towards.
Absolutely. So let's talk about 8 ways to reinvent yourself, or eight opportunities to where you can overcome some things that may not be working in your way, but we know that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose.
Okay.
But 8 ways, I think, to not only reinvent yourself, but to just stay on the path. So the first thing I think we need to do is just to stay focused on what is good.
Mm-hmm.
Stay focused on all those things that are good and that are pure and that are healthy, the things that you can control. The second thing I want us to do is to clear out the clutter. What do you think I mean by when I say clearing out the clutter?
Clutter could be anything from physical to mental, emotional, but that takes time. And you have to want to acknowledge that clutter and actually want to cleanse it out for yourself, though.
Good answer, Madison. Absolutely. We also want to change your routine. Sometimes we're doing the things over and over and over again, and we're expecting a different result, and we continue to end up being unhappy or unsatisfied.
Insanity. That is the definition of insanity. Doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results.
So what do you suggest? We change the routine. We change
Absolutely.
Our minds. We do something different. We try it a different way. We just mentioned this one, number 4, command your day. So when you say you work up every morning and you say a prayer, that is commanding your day.
Absolutely.
That is you telling yourself, hey, today is going to be a great day. I know that I'm covered. I know I'm going to do great things.
Absolutely. Just like you said, just starting off with order, making up your bed, saying a prayer, whatever it takes for you to just feel good about yourself, doing something that... Because once you start off your day like that, the rest of your day flows smoothly.
Yes, it does.
We all know this.
Yes, it does. Number 5, say what you want and go for it.
Yes, absolutely. Speak those things. Manifest whatever you want to life. It's possible. The power of this tongue is so real. Life and death.
Life and death are truly in the power of a tongue. And yes, it is possible. Say what you want and go for it. Number 6, stop being average.
Oh, yeah. my dad and my mother have instilled that in me growing up. My mom, or especially my father, he never wanted me to be average. He just wants me to be more than mediocre. It's so much more that you could be.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you just continue to push yourself. I tell you, Madison works me out from time to time.
I try to, guys.
She tries to, and sometimes I feel real average. But
yeah.
She won't even let me. She's like, okay, come on, Mom. I know you got more in you. Come on, 1 more set, 2 more times, 5 more sets, or whatever it is. But she always pushes me to be the best me that I can be, and I truly love and appreciate that. So we're not going to be average. We're going to be...
Amazing.
Amazing,
and
absolutely.
I'm glad that you said that, Mom, only because you, like I said, you've instilled that in me. You told me that I'm stronger than I think, so I try to do the same thing for you.
Thank you, baby. That's such a blessing. Listen, number 7, you can do it, and it's truly up to you.
Oh, we all can do it.
We can do it. It's truly up to you. And number 8, what we have is nothing can stop you.
Nothing at all. I'm not even going to say the sky is the limit. Listen, like I said, the power of this tongue is real. If you want it,
it is
already yours.
If you want it, it is already yours.
Yes.
I love that, and I love that you feel like that and you think like that at 20, because there's so many 20-year-olds out here that are doing so many other things in their lives. I'm just thankful to God that I have an opportunity to be able to see you grow up to be an amazing young woman.
Thank you, Mommy.
And to know that you have some good solid foundation in you and your thinking and your psyche and your emotions that will allow you to be the best woman that you can be.
Well, these are the seeds that you have planted that are sprouting each and every single day, and I'm truly blessed to have the parents that I have and the people around me that continue to plant those seeds so that I can grow and become better each and every single day.
Each and every single day. We want to thank Zach, and we
yes.
want to thank Hunter,
shout
and we want
to
thank my beautiful daughter, Miss Madison, for being a part of this, what I call ministry, for allowing us to be able to have a platform to share time, talent, and testimonies. It's so important for us to continue to encourage each other, to empower each other, and to equip each other to live a fuller, better life. As mentioned earlier, Hunter said to check out the Fuller, Better Life on Instagram, because there you will find the workout exercises that you need, some awesome recipes from Zach, and also, what else can we find on Fuller, Better Life? Breathing exercises.
Yes, breathing exercises. Anything to make us better, that is exactly what you can find on Fuller, Better Life. If you want to progress and move forward, go onto the page right now.
Go onto the page right now.
You don't got nothing else to do.
Make sure that you like and follow. And also, you can follow me on all social medias. I'm Heidi B. Fuller on Facebook, Instagram, and on LinkedIn. And I hope that you guys are able to listen to our previous broadcasts on SoundCloud. We also just joined a new platform called iStar. Very excited about that. And when we know more about that, we'll share what we can do in communicating more with each other and staying connected.
Absolutely.
We want to thank you guys for joining us here today on The Fuller View, sharing time, talent, and testimonies on 105.5 FM The King and on wonderful Wednesdays on Radio St. Pete. Madison, do you have any closing remarks for us today?
No, not really. I just want to thank my mom for having me in here today, allowing me to express myself, and I love you.
I love you too, baby. We love you, Hunter. We love you, Zach. We love you, Yvette. We love you, Chase, and we thank you so much for joining us here today. You guys, make sure that you keep your hands clean. Keep them out of your face. Stay sanitized. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Stay happy. And join us again next week right here on The Fuller View.
The picture's bigger than you or me.